Alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording. Now, Muslims are not civilized people. Islam is not a civilized religion. We need to answer this. And before we get into there, let's ask ourselves a question. The question is, what is civilization? Just like she said, she asked the common sense question. What do you mean not civilized? We'll define that. Now, let's introduce compare civilization with technology. Okay. Technology is to have cell phones, is to have, you know, computers that network around the globe, internet, cards, you know. You can, right now, you can talk to somebody on the other half of the earth. You can talk to someone on the other half of the earth, just as though they are sitting in next to you. Right now, you can do video and audio conferences. Right now, you can fly. You invaded the moon. We walked on the moon. We did a lot of great technological things. But is that civilization?
No.
Okay.
Civilization is like when towns and stuff come into cities and cities become like whatever. It's like a complex network. It's more like a village. It's more than a village. It's like a company of
village. She's thinking. She's doing a good job because she's trying hard. Dima. Because she's trying hard to explain what civilization is. And that's exactly what I want you guys to think about. Okay? There is a people of Ad. I'll give you an example of the people of Ad. Allah talked about them in Surah Al-Shu'ara on the tongue of the Prophet Hud, who was telling them, you go and build landmarks in every remarkable place. You go and build landmarks. You know the landmarks? Like the pyramids, like these needles, like all these landmarks to show off. So he said, you are doing that to show off. The people of who? Ad, the people of Ad. The prophet was Hud. Don't know where the Muhammad was. Oh, thank you. Sorry. Stop. Okay. The prophet was Hud. So he told them, you go and build a landmark to amuse yourselves, to show off, to say we are the mighty people.
Wait, who's taking notes?
Where's your son?
No, he's not going to take notes.
Why? He just left the GTA.
I don't know if they asked him to substitute for another class or not. But on next.
Oh my god.
But I think if he doesn't show up or like when.
I was just comprehending the sentence, okay?
Okay, now who wants to write? Who wants to write? Who wants to write on the board?
Okay, fine, okay.
Nope.
Who wants me to ask you?
Oh my god.
All right.
Okay.
That's sick, guys.
You're so interesting.
Wait, why?
So, the people of Ad. The people of Ad, they were very technologically advanced. And then Allah tells them, on the tongue of their prophet Hud, he tells them, and you build landmarks and build factories so that you have an everlasting, so that you can have an everlasting memories. You know, why did the Pharaoh build the pyramids? He wanted an everlasting memory, right? So when you see the pyramids, you think about who?
People.
The pharaohs, right?
AD?
So to have an ever.
AD.
Yeah.
Is it AD?
AD or just one A?
Ah. So okay. Are we together here? Same wavelength?
Yep.
Okay. So the people of Ad, that's what they were showing off. Now. I build a land, let's say I want people to remember me. So I go there and I build something amazing. So when everybody comes to look at it and say, yes, okay, this guy, Ali, he lived from this year to that year and he built this thing. You got it? So the memories, you want an everlasting memory? They wanted an everlasting memory. So how did they get that everlasting memory? By doing what? Everlasting memory? Huh?
They built
landmarks.
Smells like pineapple.
Today we're going to exercise something new, which is basically ask the talkative girls to leave. Okay, the class. All right?
Huh?
Yeah.
If you would,
if you would like to leave, you're welcome.
I'm fine.
Okay. So. Just focus with me, guys. Focus with me here. I want to get the cross. I want to get the principle across. Okay? So, you build a landmark to for people to remember you, to have an everlasting memory. Do the Pharaoh have an everlasting memory? Yes. Because of what? Because of the pyramids, because of the things, the temples, the monuments that they have done in Egypt. Anybody who goes visits there, he remembers the Pharaohs. Yes?
Whenever they make, like you said, the building or the pharaohs. But then, like, the people at that time, if they made, like, such a big, huge building or a memory, wouldn't other people, like, not care about it, though? Like, you know?
Now or before?
Like, before, like, when they made the pyramids, like, people that would steal from the pyramid, they would forget that. So, like, wouldn't that cause greater problems in their society when they make big memories?
It's just slavery camps. That's the problem. That they, a lot of people died in slavery camps building that thing. I mean, I don't know how many, but there are thousands of people. You can think of thousands and thousands of people died in labor, during labor camps. So now, the people of Ad built like these kind of show-off buildings. But then they were, from a civilized point of view, they had the technology, right? They were the most advanced technology at the time. And they were superpower. However, they were bad guys. They were used to living on stealing from others. Like, time when they want to have money and more slaves, they go invade a nation, or invade a town, or invade a city. Kill the guys or take some of them slaves and take all the women as slaves, and they keep doing that. They were aggressors. They were very bad guys. So this is an example of someone who has what? Has technology but no civilization. Technology but no civilization. Okay, can you remind me can you think of me about a society that has no technology and no civilization?
Animals.
No, human society.
No technology but has a civilization.
No technology, no civilization.
Oh, none. Yes.
It can be a
caveman time.
Huh?
No human.
The pre-Islamic Arab. The Arab before Islam, they got nothing. No civilization, no technology. They used to bury their baby daughters alive. They used to fight for 40 years in the most ridiculous reason you can ever think of. One camel, okay, in a race, one camel won the race over the other camels. Because of that, a war of 40 years between two tribes, Dahis and the Ghabra. Dahis is one tribe, the Ghabra is another tribe, for 40 years killing each other, continuous war, just because of coming out of the race camp, you know, racing by camels. So the Arabs used to worship images and treat them the way they treat Allah. So they pick an image, scary image, and then they say, okay, this is Allah, and they treat that image the way to treat Allah. Or, yes, scary looking image. Or like the scary looking statues. And they say those are gods. They treat them as gods. These are middle gods. They treat them as gods on earth. This is how stupid they were. I mean, they used to brag about injustice. So we are the ones who can do injustice to everyone else. And no one can dare to do injustice to us. You know? That's what they used to brag about being mean. They used to brag about being awful. Those are the pre-Islamic Arabs. Did they have any technology? No, they had no technology. What did they? They didn't even have a book. And they didn't even have a single book in the Arabian Peninsula. The only book that existed later on was Quran. So that's why they were not confused, by the way. They got the Quran, and they had nothing but the Quran. So they were like pure revelation. So they were changed by pure revelation. What's your name? Remind me.
Yeah.
Huh?
What's your name? The one in the middle? The one in the middle?
Yes. Hania. Yeah, I remember it now. Hania. So, Hania. Okay.
Hey.
Okay. Now, what happened? Prophet Muhammad came. Did Prophet Muhammad come to teach the pre-Islamic Arab, to teach the Arab? Civilization or technology?
Civilization.
Is to teach them civilization, not technology. So now, when civilization comes, technology can follow. A civilized society usually will have a lot of technological advancements. But there are so many societies that are not have technology but don't have civilization. Then the Prophet Muhammad, when he taught them civilization, Dima. When he taught them civilization, he taught them civilization, and then they were able to spread civilization on earth, and then the whole Islamic culture or the Islamic nation or the Islamic or the Muslims were based on these civilized teachings of Islam. Now, can you give me an example of a nation that has has technology, has both technology and civilization?
America. Mesopotamia.
Let's talk about historical nations.
Mesopotamia.
Wait, what?
The Muslims after Prophet Muhammad, the Muslim people, they had technology and they had civilization.
Okay?
In the past. I'm not talking about the present. We're talking about the past.
The Egyptians. Huh? The Turks. Chinese.
Many. The Muslim nations. The Muslim had a lot of anam.
Yeah, so later on, like when they became empire, like when they went to Spain and everything, they created libraries.
Yes. Yes.
And they also founded like a lot of other things, like math, and, like algebra and everything.
First warning.
They achieved a lot afterwards.
That's right. After Prophet Muhammad taught them civilization, they were able to produce a lot of technology. Do you know the gown that they wear during graduation, the gown and the hat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know where it's coming from?
Yeah.
And the best day is, a European guy will go to learn in the Muslim universities. You know that the first Muslim university ever was a Muslim university. The first university ever on the face of the earth was a Muslim university. The oldest university, 1,000 years old, which is...
Like an M?
No. Al-Azhar.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Al-Azhar University, 1,000 years old.
Is it still there.
Still in Cairo.
Does it still work?
Yeah, Cairo. It's a big university. Did you also check out the University of Al-Qayrawan? That was like second oldest.
What's the one that starts with an M?
The what?
No, the Muslim one.
I'll think about it. But you understand here? We own the university education. We're the one who established the university education. Now, Europeans used to come and learn civilization and technology from us, from the Muslims. And then when they go back, they want to brag. They want to show that they have graduated from an Islamic university. So before they hit hometown, what happens? The guy would stop before getting into hometown and wears the Arabian gown and then puts the Arabian turban. And then he walks in to his town like this. And people are, whoa, hooray, hooray. So that was a sign of, like for example, if somebody wears hats and you know this, okay, and then after graduates, he goes back to his town and then he says, okay, they wear the hat and the American clothes and come in, and then people Harry Hemby graduated from an American university. It's the other way around. So they used to wear the gown and the turban. So the gown stays the same. They are still wearing it until today. The turban got to change it to this.
The hat.
This hat. Yeah, this hat. But this hat was, and this thing is coming out of it, represents the turban. They used to have the turban, and they have the thing that's coming out of the turban on the back. So do you see what happened here? A change in the world.
Technology.
Technology and civilization. We taught European technology, and then they got faster than us. And they developed technology faster than the Muslims, and the Muslims set back and got corrupt. So they ended up having to be like less technology and less civilization. And not less civilization, just less technology. Okay, now, what is more important, technology or civilization?
Civilization.
Civilization. Civilization. More important than technology. What do we do technology without civilization? I'll give you an example of technology without civilization. The guy who invented the atomic bomb, does he have technology? Wow.
Yeah,
yeah, he's genius.
Actually, wait, wasn't it a group of people that made
Yes, but there is a guy who came up with the whole idea. Okay?
Hey, did you know that a Muslim person invented YouTube?
Yeah.
Really?
Whoa!
You didn't know that?
Hold up.
He was like,
he like, yeah. Hold up.
Subhanallah. Anyway, when Prophet Muhammad, let's say, how do we measure civilization? Better, let's say how to measure civilization. The first criteria, not without our
what? That was a little too loud.
What?
You know that France, do you know that France, they put,
it was meant to be loud.
They
friends
put.
The show or friends?
They are. They have technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there is a severe deficiency in their civilization. Why? Because there's a street over there. You go to France, they have naked girls in the display.
Oh, I know that street.
Oh, you know that street.
Naked girls in display, and shops. Display shops is like.
That's
so,
nasty.
So at the time that they forbid girls from wearing scarf. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Is it still forbidden there?
I think so.
Where?
It's Haram. It's
France.
It's forbidden to wear scarves.
It's France.
Yeah.
So they get a fine. You get a ticket if you wear a scarf in a school.
Yeah, they want, like...
So they are worried about a Muslim girl winning a scarf, threatening them, and they are not worried about the many, many girls and women are naked in the displays. Okay? So
wait,
they, for them,
legal?
They say... Huh?
It's legal?
Yeah.
Wait, real
naked,
like real women, or just like
no real woman, humans.
No,
they,
I have that
they try to,
okay,
they
bro,
try to.
I got cookies right in
front
of me.
Look, they try to capture the attention of the audience, like saying to the audience, "Come in, come in, come in."
Little
like,
nasty.
That's very nasty.
How is that even legal?
That's
wait, now
because
is,
the society
is
not
civilized. Is it legal for men to be naked there?
They don't put naked.
No one wants to see it.
Yeah, no one wants to see that.
Yeah,
no
one
wants to see a woman naked either.
No one
wants to see anything.
No, there are people who do, well, these are people even in pornography, the people who worship these the images. Like, they are so attached to these images, they go to online to this pornography. Pornography,
yeah.
I think that's what they call it?
Porn, yeah.
Pornography. Yes. And they go just there to look at images like that. To look at images like that. So that's a civilized society? No, not a civilized society. Why? You know why? Because they got disconnected from their religion. You know the marking, you know why? Do you know that the marking of the Western civilization itself, it came in a condition which make it the religion is an enemy. Made the religion as an enemy. You know separation between the church and state origin? That separation came in the first time I remember this came in the French Revolution, which is the leader of the French Revolution.
So it came in the revolution.
Yes. They said the slaves rebuilt. In this revolution, slaves rebelled against their masters. And then the slaves were saying the slogan of the revolution was kill each landlord using the guts of a priest.
What? Wait, say that again?
No. Hang every landlord using the guts of a priest.
How do you use guts to hang someone?
That's a slogan. Means that kill both the landlords and priests. Why? Because unfortunately what happened is that the landlords,
what are the landlords?
Like the owners of the land. And has a bunch of slaves working.
And which religion is it?
What is it?
Like which religion? Like what did they say?
It doesn't matter which religion.
It was Christian in France. In France it was Christian. So they say, unfortunately, because the priests took the side of the landlord, not only took the side, sometimes the priests are stronger. Like the Pope could be stronger than the king. It happened that the Pope is stronger than king. In a power struggle, there were times where the king is stronger than the Pope, and there were other times where the Pope was stronger than king. However, they both teamed up. And who are the victims? The slaves. They both teamed up, and the victim was the slaves. Now, the priests used to tell the landlords, they used to tell them, if you, rich people will go to hell. There is no way rich people will go to Jannah. But slaves go to Jannah. So rich people and landlords will not go to Jannah, but slaves will go to Jannah. That's what the priest used to preach to those guys. Hania. Okay, pay attention.
Wait, is that why they encourage people to donate?
Yeah.
Exactly. They get in the name of this, like Christianity was used like something called slave mind management system. Slave mind management system. What do we mean by that? You know, slaves are angry, right? Are angry because those lords and masters are whipping them and humiliating them. And get them to work. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
It's me.
Hania. Okay. So now, you know what the slaves did? Slaves were very smart. Slaves did what? Slaves used to make fun of. You know what I mean? Slaves are angry. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. How do I calm down the anger of the slaves so they don't rebel? By bringing a priest who tells them, those landlords are rich, they are going to hell for sure. And you guys are the slaves, you go to Jannah for sure. So this way the slaves who are angry will calm down and continue to be slaves.
But they're just using them.
Exactly. It's using principles. This principle is using like this is slave mind management system means like you calm them down using these concepts. Slaves were not stupid. Smart slaves though used to make fun of the ones who say that, and he said, ha, he's promising me a pie in the sky. A pie in the sky. You draw a pie with wings.
Pie?
Pie.
Why? No, you know what? Once I had to make this really big pie like out of paper, it was like, ew, what the heck is that? That's not a pie.
No, just a slice of pie in the sky.
I don't know how to draw.
I'll do it.
No.
I'll do it.
It's not a big deal.
Oh, you're an artist.
I'm like, I'm ready to draw a pie.
Wings here and wings there.
Oh,
whatever.
God.
Don't get stuck with it. The concept is that the smart slaves used to tell them, the smart slaves caught them. And they used to tell them, hey, you guys are promising us a pie in the sky. So used to tell them, pie in the sky, bye bye. Pie in the sky, bye bye. Pie in the sky, bye-bye. It means that, huh? It means like, you guys want to fool us with this? You understand? You guys want to fool us with this? So, when they rebuild against both the church and landlord.
Can we talk about Christmas with Muslims? I don't understand where
Christians
come from.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why
Where does Santa come from? I don't even understand where Christians believe.
Santa is a big fat man that always is creepy and he watches you.
Now, you.
Who loves him?
You introduced. You introduced something we're not talking about.
But I really want to know why don't we celebrate Christmas?
and distracted the people. Okay, Hania.
Pie in the sky.
Pie in the sky. What?
Please move here. Pie in the sky. Bye bye.
Wait, but why don't we celebrate Christmas?
It's not the subject.
It's Christian.
Alexa, no.
It's beginning.
Let's focus here. Let's focus. So you understand? So the Western civilization was built on separation between church and
you can't draw.
State.
Boo.
I can't draw for my life.
You know, like, you know the. Let's put down the criteria.
I love how it's brown.
Let's put down the criteria of judging civilization. Criteria of judging civilization. The first item in this criteria is going to be human. The value of human life. Did you hear about the technology of death?
No.
Technology of death. Tanks. Airplane fighters. Guns, machine guns. Bombs. We have 20,000 pounds bomb. We have 25,000 pounds bombs. And we're heading for more bombs. Do we have technology of death? Yes, we have technology of death. You know the past century is called the century of mega death. Why do you think? Honey, here. It's here or out?
Out.
Choose. It's either here or out.
Why?
Because you're talking.
Last.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now there's they called the previous century as the century of death.
Mega
death. Why is it? Do you know how many? Go ahead.
Because there were two world wars, and then there were also wars like between other nations, and that's why a lot of people got killed.
Mashallah.
Wait, what?
She got it.
That's really
good. That because there were so many, yes?
There was also some sciences things that were also going to a bigger extinction than the Permian extinction, which happened during the dinosaur age, which means like about like 3,000 species of like insects are dying a day, and there's lots of endangered species too.
Yeah, but we're talking about human life. We're not talking about anybody other than human life. It's called the century of megadeth. The century of megadeth. Why is it called? You know how many total people were killed in the previous century? Just like she said. World War I, World Two, World Two. Major wars like Vietnam War, like the Italian invasion of Ethiopia. All these examples of major wars. You know how many? Yes, what are the number of people who got killed in the previous century?
1 million.
1 million.
No.
Billion?
No.
110 million.
Wait, is billion too big or too small?
Billion is too big.
Million?
Million.
5 million.
176 million.
Wow.
100, which is two-thirds of the population of the United States. Two-thirds of the population of the United States. Two-thirds. They were killed in the first war and in the previous century. World War I took about the life of about 20 million. World War II took a life of about 45 million. Do you hear about Stalin and Mao?
Yeah.
They killed a lot of people. Killed a lot of people. Trying to spread communism. Communism killed by itself. Just communism. It lived 70 years, but it killed 60 million people.
Yeah.
Communism as a system.
What is communism?
Communism is like nobody is better than the other. You get common resources. Everything is common. You get tickets for
Doesn't
food.
Russia
the
still
same
have
ticket.
Everything's
no.
a government, right?
Everything
yeah.
is a government, yeah. And you don't own anything for you. No, there's no personal property. So you can't have more than the one next to you.
Okay, so what's the difference between communism and a welfare state?
I don't know about welfare state, but
like
I know
welfare
about
state
communism.
Is like a state that government doesn't actually give the like the citizens
money?
What's called? No, they don't own anything, but the government supplies them.
Yeah,
because
you're
paying taxes, and then that tax is not for the government. It goes to other people.
No, that's different.
Yeah, but they had a social class.
That's different than... that's different. Anyway, so those 100... And communism killed 60 million people.
Right.
Okay. Mao and Stalin. Vietnam War killed 60,000
people. That was the saddest war, because they were just... They just have like fun and just kicked everyone out. And
yes,
just
and we have human. they have
you
also.
Can't find someone based on their ethnicity. Like,
they have Hitler. Yeah. Hitler killing.
Hitler is terrible. The case.
He killed about.
You know Donald
he
Trump
killed
is
about
just
2
the same.
Million.
Just like Hitler, yeah. He wants Muslims. He's doing everything to Muslims, and Hitler did.
Hitler killed about 2 million Muslims, 2 million Jews, 2 million Jewish people. 2 million Jews. He killed them.
Why?
Didn't they kill? Donald Trump hates everybody.
He hates.
Everybody hates Donald Trump.
Hello.
Sadly, he has a lot of supporters.
Yeah. I know. Stop.
He hated the Jews, and at the same time, he took the money of the Jews to build weapons for the war. So he took all those money from the Jews and built weapons for the war.
Why against Jews? I don't get it.
Huh?
Does he have reasons?
Yes, he doesn't like the Jews as the race. And Jews were rich, right? So what he did is that he killed them and he took their money to build these weapons and airplanes and tanks and bombs for war.
I read that like Hitler didn't like how the Jews looked, so he only liked people who had like blue eyes, blonde hair, and he himself didn't have those.
Yeah, yeah. See?
Hitler was stupid.
Aryan. It's based on his slogan was Aryan, the Aryan race. Is better, more developed than any other race.
About Germans?
Is more developed than any, yes. Aryan race, which is the race of the German people. Okay? Oh, you can't. Did you write what I'm saying? Okay. Do you understand this? Megadeth? So, can you... Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah.
I said it!
Say Alhamdulillah, yarhamukumullah. And then you reply back. Say Alhamdulillah, yarhamukumullah, yahdina wa yahdikumullah. Okay? Alright. Okay. So the first criteria is the human life, the value of human life. There is a book. Do you know that when I went to Washington, D.C., you know there is something called the Smithsonian Museums?
Yeah, I'm going there.
Yes.
Little ugly.
I went and visited the
future.
The art museum. You know, the one who was walking me through this, I was not me and in a group, we were walking by. So she showed us the art at the beginning of the century. The art was heavy art. People were so happy. Because of the invention, people were so happy. Because of the inventions of the machine. The machines, they found out that they can plant 10 times as much using 1/10 of the effort. You understand this? 1/10 of the effort, they will enable them to produce how many? 10 times as much. So people were so happy. They said, we'll have a lot of free time, and we will have a lot of food, and we are going to be having a very happy life. That's at the beginning of the century, because of the invention of the machines. Okay? And now, the art, after the beginning of World War I and after, the art changes to dark, scary art. People are scared. Dima. People are scared. Why? People are scared. Because they saw this technology, and instead of using it to help humans farm and make their efforts less and the production is 10 times as much, they use these machines for war. They developed the technology of death. Technology of death. Technology of destruction. You're not appreciating my words, but if you go watch a documentary about World War,
yeah.
Yeah.
You can see a lot of people are being killed, and thousands of people are killed at once. 10,000 are killed here, bombing, 20,000 bombs, bomb here. It's like playing chess. They think those guys are playing chess. Zillions of man hours and zillions of dollars. Go ahead.
Even in wars, no one wins because, even if they win, most of their population probably gone.
Exactly, you're just.
What do people think they get out of going to war? Like nothing.
Land
political.
Power.
Did you hear about the term called define the political insanity?
Yeah.
Political insanity. Mm-hmm. I want to be the ruler of the European nations. I want my race, which is the Aryan race, is much more developed, much better than any other race you can think of. Do you understand? So this is called political insanity. And because of this political insanity, people were killed. People were killed. Okay. What is the second thing that we can talk about before we hit the civilization? It is comparing science with religion. Science with religion.
Oh my God, that's a huge deal.
That's a huge comparison.
Wait, technically, is science like a religion?
No.
No. Science is what you know as science. Religion is... So which one controls? Which one controls?
You can't. Really.
Wait, in all religions or just Muslim?
No, nowadays.
No, religion controls.
Right now, science
but
controls.
Before,
people.
Scientists used to fight with religious, like, popes and stuff. And because they used to think science proved everything in the world. And then the popes thought religion proved everything in the world. And, yeah.
So, basically, what the right thing is that religion controls science. So, science is serving... that's supposed to do. If religion is not controlling science, you end up with an atomic bomb. Atomic bomb needs very high level of science, right? But the people who did the atomic bomb, they had no religion. Or very little religion. So when science are controlling, then you get these machines of destruction and technology of death. When religion is controlling, you get the science employed, with the science employed to serve the life of the people. Refrigerators, washing machines, dryers, and all of these things, kitchenware, all of these things that makes the job of the people easier. You know, my grandma used to, like, to wash the clothes, that would be a full day.
Yeah.
Start from the very, very morning, and then they bring all the clothes, and then they heat the water, and then wash. And some would go to the river and wash in the river. Okay? And then after wash, squeeze. After squeeze, and, you know, hang. And after hang, collecting the dry clothes. It's just like a hectic day of work. Every week, this awful day comes, which is the day of laundry. Okay? Now, because of technology, what do we have? Because of technology, we have a washing machine. It does all the washing and the squeezing. And then you put it in a dryer, it does all the drying. Okay? And people are so tired moving the laundry from the washing machine to the dryer.
So tired. How is it like tired? Bend down, take it,
sure.
And then put it in the dryer.
Oh my God.
And then
I'm loading it.
She needs to see my grandma.
Hey,
and you need to see the future. You will.
Yeah. You need to see grandma. Even this, not fully automatic washing machines, the manual washing machines that used to just wash, and then you squeeze and rinse, it doesn't do the rinsing, it just does the washing. And then you squeeze and you rinse, and then you hang the clothes. Even then, it still was a lot of work. Okay? It wasn't until the full automatic washing machines came out that housewives started to get relief. From this. Usually, the grandma would hire a maid or somebody to help her doing the laundry. Okay, but otherwise the laundry was a big deal. What I'm trying to say here, technology is wonderful. Technology is wonderful. Technology is wonderful if it's reduced to help people. But at the same time, technology of death is awful. Zillions of man hours. You need to see zillions of man hours and zillions of dollars were spent just to produce technology of death and to kill people. And it killed 176 million people. Do you know that we have enough nuclear weapons to destroy the Earth six times?
What?
Yeah. One nuclear bomb can destroy it.
We humans own enough nuclear bombs to destroy the Earth six times. Do you know that we were almost at the borders. We're getting into a nuclear war, terminating nuclear war that will terminate life on Earth. Do we know that?
Yeah.
Where? Okay.
From
and
which country?
You know how the CIA will publish
America
the classified information? It's published after 50 years. You know, classified. The CIA publishes after 50 years. It publishes the classified information and secrets after. So when this was published, okay, we found out that there was during the Cuba Missile Crisis. Did you guys watch that movie about the Cuba Missile Crisis? I want you to watch it. During the Cuba Missile Crisis.
How do you spell it?
Cuba, C-U-B-A.
Cuba?
Oh, Cuba. Oh.
Cuba. Cuba Missile Crisis. Cuba Missile Crisis. What happened? That an American captain leading, leading the crew with, for an atomic or the nuclear submarine. You know, nuclear submarine, right? You know, there is a captain there, okay, who's leading the submarine, right? He received orders to fire one nuclear rocket at the Soviet Union. He received that. Do you know that he refused to execute it? If this guy, see, subhanAllah, if this guy would have listened to the orders and launched that rocket, that missile, Russia is going to reply with 10 missiles. The United States is going to reply with 100 missiles. The whole entire life on Earth would be wiped completely. That was a terminal. It's called terminal nuclear war. We would have had terminal nuclear war. But subhanAllah, Allah saved us just by one man. One man. Almost. We almost were there. Almost.
Amen.
Go watch a documentary about Hiroshima. And say just atomic bomb.
Isn't that like a joke?
Wait, what's the guy's name?
Hiroshima or Hiroshima, whatever.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Just go watch a documentary and see what the atomic bomb did. The sand, because of the heat of the atomic bomb, okay, everybody on a radius of whatever, how many miles, probably 50 miles, turned into ashes. Humans will turn into ashes because of the explosion of the atomic bomb. Not only that, but also the sand, you know, the sand turns into glass because of the heat.
Like the radiation is still even in the ground right now, so lots of people still get leukemia.
Yeah.
Which is like a type of cancer, and then they still die.
Yes,
in the
influence of the radiation. So much radiation, so many radiations that a lot of people were dying. Now, human being turning into ash in a blink of an eye. You're talking about millions of human beings. They were
that's
done.
Scary. The left can be gone in a second. What if a person's inside a bomb right now, we'll all be dead.
The people were so thirsty because the heat was above 100. And that's, I'm talking about people who are far away from the bomb explosion that did not turn into ashes. You know, it's so brutal when you think about it. A lot of people get killed, and all because of political insanity. Do you know that if the person, before they make a war, they vote on it, right? Politicians.
Who would ever vote on a war? How?
And the president has to sign the order of war. Now let me tell you something. If one of those voters have a son or a daughter. Hello.
It's me.
If one of those politicians who have to vote on war has a child, has a what?
Child
who serves in the army, then
no.
He's not going to vote, yes.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, those politicians are rich, their children are rich, they don't go to the army. The middle class people go to the army, and they don't, the leaders, the politicians, the president who's signing that order, if his son or his daughter was in the army, he wouldn't sign.
What if they're not, but they're like near where they're going to fight?
They vote on war and they got nothing. They don't carry, they don't go fight. Now, trust me, if they are required, when they vote on war, if they are required to go fight themselves,
no.
or the children will fight. You know, what's supposed to happen before voting on war, we take mandatory army service to all the children of the one who is going to vote. Trust me, no one will vote yes. Why? Because his child is going to be a danger, at risk. But unfortunately, because the poor people, the middle class who go serve in the army, okay, because the army gives them a good deal, okay, those are the ones who go to fight, then they don't care. Let them go fight. We don't, they are strangers. I mean, we don't care. Those. And then they tell heroic people, our soldiers, protecting our freedom. And they give all these slogans. So I want to see these slogans when you're a child in the army. You want to say something?
Oh, free.
I thought so. I thought you raised your hand. So all of this because of political insanity. You know, zillions of man hours. You know the trenches they used to build in the World War I? They won, I mean, they win-win. Depends on how complicated are the trenches. So they make a system of tunnels and trenches, okay, so that they can win the war. Welcome.
Oh, I substituted.
Okay. So you need to watch this documentary about the trenches in World War I and World War II, and how much effort was and human life was made in there. And they make the trench crooked. They don't make the trench straight, so that if a bomb falls in there, it only kills the people in this little spot. But if it's straight line, it will kill a lot of people. All right.
Line, they're wrong.
Okay.
Does it look like a care?
Okay.
Care.
All right. Any questions?
No. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa
rahmatullahi. No. No more. No. So comfy.